in Canada today, more than 5,000 Quebec City residents descended on Parliament Hill in Ottawa for a huge rally in support of controversial radio station CHOI or Schwa FM, the home of Quebec's favorite shock jock. In mid-July, the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, ordered the station to be shut down by August 31st after it refused to comply with Canada's Broadcast Standards Act, despite repeated warnings. Daniel Sanger is a journalist in Montreal who writes for The Economist and other magazines. He's been following the story, and he joins us now from his home in Montreal, Canada. Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
So this rally is just the most recent evidence of friction between CHOI-FM and the CRTC. How long has this battle been going on?
It's been going on pretty much since Schwa went on the air in 1997. It's the Quebec City radio market is really it's sort of oddly vibrant for a a small, very calm government town, and it's there's some very outrageous hosts, and they all try to be more outrageous than the each other.
Well, without getting us into too much trouble, give us some idea of what they got into trouble for.
Oh well, they've said the host at the center of the controversy suggested that mental patients should be rather than sort of sustained at the expense of the state, that they should be gassed. Said that foreign students at the local university were the progeny of those from Africa. The foreign students from Africa were the progeny of dictators and I think even cannibals. He said, really horrible things.
Well, in this country, as you know, if people say some kinds of horrible things, the Federal Communications Commission can issue fines. There's a big debate on the size of the fines.
This is one of the one of the questions. In Canada, the CRTC doesn't have the doesn't have the possibility of imposing fines, and I think a lot of people at the CRTC are actually welcoming the controversy that this has raised, because it will almost certainly result in a review of the CRTC's mandate and perhaps even give it that opportunity. Because right now the CRTC can either issue a very slight light slap on the wrist or the death penalty, but very little in between.
So this crowd today, though, that gathered in Ottawa, and I gather there was an earlier demonstration in Quebec City, they're presumably trying to keep Schwa FM on the air.
Yeah, it's really hit a spot in Quebec City that I really haven't heard a coherent explanation why, because Quebec City is, there are perhaps 500,000 people in the town, and in the summertime everybody's at their cottage in the first place, but it managed to pull 50,000 people, which is, I guess, one out of every 10, into the streets about 3 weeks ago.
And
people were just shocked. They thought that there was an extra zero in the headlines today.
In addition to the offensive remarks, or potentially offensive remarks, that you were referring to earlier, I gather the jocks on Schwa FM are politically irreverent also, and of course I would assume that they think they're being punished for their political remarks.
And I think that's why the people are going into the street. They see it as the state stepping on the station, which is not afraid to take on everybody and all sacred cows. And I think that if the CRTC had been a Quebec government body as opposed to one from a federal government body, I don't think the outrage would have been as prolonged or as intense.
So this is English Canada coming down on a French radio station.
Well, it's the federal government, which is English and French, but it's Big Brother from Ottawa telling us what we should be listening to.
Just have a few seconds left, but is there any chance that the CRTC can change its mind before the death penalty?
there's a possibility, but it seems to be very obstinate. It might get some after today, depending on how this demo in Ottawa goes is received. They might get some political instruction to change their mind, which is because it's become a very political problem for the new prime minister, who, of course, is a minority government and doesn't want to irritate anybody.
Okay. Thanks very much for telling us about the Howard Sterns of Canada. Thank you very much. Daniel Sanger, we appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
Daniel Sanger is a journalist in Montreal. He writes for The Economist and other magazines. He joined us from his home in Montreal. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.